Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So as I was looking at my desk here, which I use, of course, for the show, I thought for a moment I was looking at a store that sells eye drops. And most of this makes no sense to most of you, but when you get older and you get dry eyes, you get eye drops. So we have something here called Systane Hydration PF with Hydro Boost. Then we've got something called Clear Eyes Complete 7-Symptom Relief. So I don't know about the eight and a half.
You can have 7 symptoms. What's wrong with your eyes?
7-symptom relief. Hey, folks, this is serious business now. Somebody invented eye drops that clear 7 symptoms. Ferretier's Dry Eye Therapy. It's real, folks. And then we've got Refresh Reliva for contacts. So I have contact lenses in one eye, but that's more complicated. Ferretier's Extra Moisturizing. Refresh Reliva PF, which means if you take it, you go poof.
I really got to get on that whole product placement, you know, plan that we had, because, you know, we just could have made like $12.50 there.
Well, you know, it's an idea. Just think, for 1 minute, $12.50. Now, those of you who get $500,000 a week to do a TV show, a 43-minute TV show, wouldn't appreciate what $12.50 does. But $12.50 is more than many people in the United States earn in an hour.
You could be right about that. Because even up here in Alberta, I think the minimum wage is still $10 an hour.
And that's a Canadian dollar. And you're getting $4 an hour for the show. Is that correct, Randall?
I'm not even sure anymore. I don't even look, you know, because if I do, then it's like,
He has to look at his pay stub. Chris Rutkowski, do you get a normal pay stub when you get paid?
No, I never see anything. It just magically goes into an electronic bank account, and I assume it's there that when I use my debit card, I can actually buy my Clear Eye TheraView water anti whatever it is, because, you know, it's just what you do.
Yeah, well, it's better than having somebody spit in your eye.
Here's mud in your eye.
We used to think that we would never see a cashless society. I thought, no, that will just never happen in my lifetime. And until the other day, which was a whole shock, really, because I went into a store and their system, their electronic payment system, was down. And it was the first time that I had paid cash in, and I went to remember, and I couldn't remember the last time I actually paid cash for something.
Well, and of course, during this whole COVID thing, the only way that you could buy stuff, a lot of stores, at least around here, were not accepting cash anymore. You had to use a debit card or e-transfer or something like that, and so it was actually hard to find a place that would take cash.
Yeah, the whole fear thing really got out of control. They didn't even do any actual controlled studies to prove whether or not you could transmit COVID by surface contact. So, you know, that was all just one of those great big myths. And even the libraries across many parts of the world shut down, and there was no evidence that signing a book out of the library and returning it transmitted the disease at all. I mean, but that's, now we're getting into a whole other realm of talk show here, which probably Gene is going to do it, Randall. Let's not go there.
I have one of those little free libraries in front of our house, and it is the only open library Boy, I don't think there's an open library for miles and miles and miles around. And there's a constant stream of kids looking for picture books to read and stuff they need for school and stuff like that. We're actually the busiest spot in this entire area.
You know, I just wonder about libraries in general. If we need them, we get everything online. You have e-books. Of course, there's something about a real book, holding a real book in your hands, and you, of course, Chris, would understand that as having written books, as I have. There's something very special about a book.
There is, and kids, you know, they even though a lot of it is available online, there's still like picture books, board books, all that sort of stuff for the real young ones that are going to be physical books for quite some time. So, you know, there's this transition that'll happen somewhere in the early teen years or preteen years where they'll go completely to iPads and reading things on Kindles and stuff. But in between, yeah, there'll be some books.
Just thinking here, of course, that my son and I wrote real books. But let's move to something more scientific than eye drops and spitting in one's eyes and going to a library. Is that a question, Randall?
Well, actually, yeah, I've got a question for Chris, who is a science writer and has an interest in astronomy. I believe that's correct. Am I right about that, Chris?
Yes, yeah. My degrees are in astronomy and education, so in theory, I can try to answer a question or two.
Okay. I was sort of in the process of putting it together here so that it makes more sense, but I'm pretty sure that you'll get this. Now, I wrote into one of those science column writers because they had a way for you to write in and ask a question if you had a question. And I've taken astronomy courses too, and I'm not like a flat earth conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but just
you couldn't have fooled me.
Gene, what was that?
You could have fooled me.
Oh, okay, right. So here it is. You know the Terminator line, right? We're not talking about the robot here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also known as the Twilight Zone, interestingly. So it's not entirely inappropriate for the show. Okay, now that line, for our listeners, right, and correct me if I'm wrong in any way here as I go through this, that Terminator line is the dividing line between light and day on the planet.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
We'll go with that.
Okay. So that means that as the Earth turns, that line moves across the landscape.
Yep.
Okay. So, depending on how fast the Earth rotates, that line, in theory, should move across the landscape at the speed that the Earth rotates.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Good. Okay. So, I live here in Calgary, and I can look out and I can see the mountains off to the west.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see a few buildings, for that matter, that are taller than my house,
mm-hmm.
also just off to the west. And when the sun comes up in the morning, before the direct rays hit, everything is in that twilight zone period. Now, their answer that I got back to this question, and I have to preface this, is that the reason that what I'm going to be asking happens is because of scattering of light in the atmosphere.
Okay.
That's not the answer.
Okay.
And I wrote back and I explained that it wasn't the answer, and I never got an answer back. Because when the sun comes up over the horizon and you've got direct rays,
mm-hmm.
there's a big difference between this scattering of the light in the atmosphere and the direct rays of the sun hitting those mountains in the distance, at the peaks of those mountains, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you've got direct rays at that point. Now, okay, we've got some refraction. Okay, fine. But here's the thing.
Here's the thing. We're going to have to break. And then we'll get the rest of this question. But then the more important thing we'll talk about is that Pentagon UAP Task Force report. And was it really written by two part-timers over a period of 6 months? And one more thing. Our guest this week will also be back on After the Paracast, which is available exclusively to subscribers of the Paracast Plus. For more info, go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Chris Rutkowski, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
And so we continue. Randall, complete your comment, and let's find out whether it took two part-timers 6 months to write that report.
Okay. So here we go. Now, prior to the break, we were talking about Terminator line on the Earth, how fast the Earth rotates, which is about roughly 1,600 kilometers an hour. There are 1,000 miles per hour, if you, for the folks down in the United States there who are listening. Some estimates say 1,700. I don't know how they could get it wrong necessarily, but maybe there's some minor difference. It's a little bit different as you move closer towards the poles.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
You know, so up here, it's a little slower, something like 600 and something kilometers per hour. Wait a minute here. Calgary, no, it's at 654.746 miles per hour. Okay, so I'm looking at that line out there on the mountains, and I don't see it moving at 654 miles per hour. Okay, it doesn't move that fast. In fact, I can see the sun when it hits the building just not too far away here, less than a kilometer away. And it should take, at that speed, from that building, only a few seconds to reach my house. But it doesn't. It takes minutes. So why explain that? I don't get it.
What? You seriously saying why does the... You can see the sun on the mountains and on the building.
You can see the Terminator line.
Okay.
Off in the distance.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be moving at 654 miles an hour. It doesn't. Why not? I've got all the logic right, as far as I can tell, but I just don't know why.
Well, I think part of it is that the Terminator is an imaginary line. Like, it's not a cut and dry thing. And depending on the angle of the sun's rays, that imaginary line is going to be, like you say, moving faster or slower depending on what latitude you're at. And also it assumes a flat surface. So the mountains are much, much higher, and the building is a little bit higher than you. And so the surface of the Earth isn't a complete bald sphere. So that's going to affect the speed of it moving across the landscape as well. And when you see the mountains lit up by the sunlight, it's not that that's where the line is. It's
yeah,
that,
it is. So that's just it.
Well,
that's exactly where the line is. You can see it. As a matter of fact, you can see the sun coming up in the east. I can see it. I can turn around and look directly at it and
uh-huh.
see it. And I can see the mountains off in the distance, too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Direct rays of sunlight. Okay?
Yep,
and,
right.
Okay, so those are the direct rays of the sun hitting our atmosphere, refracting a bit and hitting the mountain.
But the mountains are a lot higher, so they're going to be catching the rays a lot sooner than the valley at the bottom of the mountain.
Right.
If the Earth was a complete bald billiard ball, that would be true, that the line would be moving that way. But because the mountains are, in fact, a lot higher, you're actually not seeing the Terminator. You're seeing the rays of the sun hitting it, and the Terminator is actually probably some distance beyond it already. It's hard to visualize, but that's the best answer I can give at this point. Not satisfied.
Yeah, because you can, even once they're down closer to the foothills, you can still see them at the foothills, right, where it's a lot flatter. And then there's a long flat space between the mountains, right, and where I live. So how does it explain that? It still takes a long time for it to get from there to here, way longer than what it would take if it was traveling at 600 and something miles per hour. So I don't know. I haven't got it figured out yet. I just thought I would.
I'll have to get the back of a napkin and do some calculations.
Yeah, I've tried, and I just
don't.
You know, all I can see is that it should take, you know, less. It should take 2.8 minutes. Okay, from the time that I see that sunlight out there hitting those surfaces and getting, even if we could take it down to the bottom of the mountain, it takes like way longer.
Takes longer than 2.8 minutes?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to explain it, but I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Hey, guys, let's talk about the two-part timers who wrote that Pentagon UAP Task Force report. I don't know if that's true or not. I read that at one place. And then another commentator said that there was one run-on sentence that looked like a long paragraph. It's badly written. And you think after 6 months writing a, what, six-page document, they could figure out something a little flashier, Chris?
Well, yeah, and one story I heard is that it was not actually finished writing, or somebody had not finished writing it the day before it was released, which is really cutting things close, I think. And whether it was two part-timers or one or a whole fleet of them, I don't know. But I think it's safe to say that most people were disappointed with the result. I think that's safe to say.
Well, I kind of expected hemming and hawing and no final conclusion. I mean, I think it would have been very naive for anyone to have expected that the authorities would say E.T. is here or E.T. is observing us.
Oh,
that would be the last thing you'd expect.
How many UFO experts were saying that's exactly what was going to happen? I mean, I think there'd be an interesting exercise. I was trying to engage in a conversation with a few people on Facebook about that. That it'd be interesting to gather up all the experts' predictions about what was going to be in this task force report and see how close they were. And my recollection is that there were a number of UFO experts who were saying, "Oh no, this is going to be the big D disclosure, absolutely." And it weren't. In fact, I facetiously posted at Facebook in bold capital letters, "Disclosure at last," and then underneath in smaller letters, "Was not what happened." And I took flack for that, like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, man, I dropped the George Tsoukalos meme picture in there in our forum, you know, that, you know, they're not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, because, it's so perfect.
Well, you see, what's happened is E.T. has become the other.
Oh, yeah. It's buried in the other. I've heard that a lot now, too. Yeah.
Well, okay, let's have a reality check here. Forget about what I thought, which most people will after the show is over and probably before. Forget about what Randall thought. Chris Rutkowski, you're the expert. We brought you here because we wanted a reality check. So let's look over this document. Let's look over the expectations. Let's look at what they delivered and what this means, what this does going forward. Will it be Condon 2.0 in the very end, as Kevin D. Randall suggests? More to come with Gene and Randall and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
11 men are in custody after an hours-long standoff Saturday morning with Massachusetts State Police. The incident took place after a traffic stop on I-95 in Wakefield, Massachusetts, where a group of armed men exited their vehicles and fled into some nearby woods. Police negotiators were eventually able to end the standoff, with the men surrendering peacefully. They told police they were members of a group that didn't recognize our laws. The 11 faced firearms and other charges. And authorities in Florida say the confirmed death toll in the Surfside condo tower collapse has risen to 24 after two more bodies were pulled from the rubble. 121 residents are still unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Saturday that search and rescue operations have been temporarily halted while work begins to demolish the part of the structure that has remained standing. Efforts to raise the remaining part of the building have been accelerated with the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa. This is USA Radio News. A social media company is making a big policy change. Mike Fortier reports.
Pinterest announcing this week it will no longer post weight loss ads. The company says it wants Pinterest to be the place where everyone belongs, regardless of body shape or size. Pinterest, the first company to ban all weight loss ads on its platform, they encourage others to do the same. Ads promoting healthy lifestyles and habits or fitness services and products will still be allowed, though, provided they don't focus on weight loss. The National Eating Disorders Association applauds Pinterest, and it says it also hopes this encourages other companies to follow suit. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Elsa weakened into a tropical storm Saturday as it moved through the Caribbean. The storm has slowed down as it passes between Haiti and Jamaica and is expected to make a turn north on Sunday, eventually moving through central Cuba and towards Florida. Forecasters expect it to move near or over the west coast of the state on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris Rutkowski, the Pentagon UAP Task Force Report. Carry on, sir.
Well, yeah, and I think Kevin Randall, you know, he was not too far off the mark about Condon 2.0. What is really interesting to me about the UAP Task Force report is that there's no history attached to it at all. There's no mention of Blue Book. There's no mention of Condon. There's a lot that's missing from it. Now, it's possible that it's in this classified annex that John Greenwood's going to be probably getting in the next couple of days. It's very strange. It's also interesting that the Air Force, U.S. Air Force, is only sort of mentioned in passing at one point. And, of course, that was where Blue Book and Condon resided. So that may be partly why it wasn't mentioned. But it is strange that there was this absence of other military agencies that was really not mentioned at all. I mean, there's a section that talked about the FAA and a few other agencies, but the U.S. Air Force was really not mentioned much at all. For me, it was very strange that this task force could say anything without referencing earlier scientific studies or earlier studies and investigations whatsoever. So for me, that is a very strange and curious thing.
Well, this is the thing that's been part of the picture since the very first New York Times report came out in December of 2017 about the $22 million that went to Bob Bigelow to help his friend Harry Reid. All that, no perspective whatever. No one saying, hey, this stuff's been going on for over 74 years. Why only now do we see possible evidence of them taking it seriously? And suddenly it's the Navy, not the Air Force.
Yeah, and the one of the questions that was put to me by almost every reporter and journalist who contacted me about this was, why is there such an interest in this now? You know, we have to go back to Blue Book because, you know, Blue Book basically finished late 60s, 68, something like that. Condon came out 69, although we do know that there are still reports going into Blue Book as early as January of 70. But really, ever since then, it's been a black hole. We have not had any real information about what the Air Force or Navy or, you know, any other agency for that matter was doing with regard to UFOs. A few diligent people like Paul Dean and a few others were able to uncover some government documents and case details of things in the 70s in Vietnam and in various theaters of operation. So there have been some little snippets here and there, and of course, you know, during the time of the 70s and 80s when there were some classic cases, the Air Force was turned to for some comment, and it was very dismissive and you know, nothing's going on here, folks, that type of thing. And then when there were a few inquiries that turned to the Air Force about Roswell, for example. There were some brief investigations. And again, you know, it was very dismissive. Nothing has really gone here. And then we have the uncovering of the fact there really was a UAP investigation team between 2007 and 2012. And, you know, the question then came, well, if that was going on during that brief time period, was there something between that and Blue Book, and is there something going on now? And that, I think, was what really galvanized and catalyzed public attention and to try and figure out what exactly was going on. And it was certainly boosted by Tom DeLonge and his To the Stars Academy, especially since he did have a public relations person working with him to make sure it got into media. So if you have that behind you, it is going to trickle into media, and eventually they just happened to hit the right day and the right chord, and then mainstream picked it up with Leslie Keene and Blumenthal and so forth. You know, Ralph was retired, but he was still doggedly pursuing stuff. And, you know, eventually it hit the New York Times. And, of course, what's interesting is that, and I think I've said this before on the show, that the New York Times had done serious stories about UFOs many times in the past. It was not suddenly taking a notice. There were, you know, articles making fun of the thing, but there were some serious journalistic articles in the New York Times about UFOs going back decades before this, and a lot of other media. And in terms of TV, you know, the Peter Jennings UFO report on his show was quite serious. And then you have things like, you know, TV shows where aliens like strawberry ice cream and things like that. You know, sure, there's those. But there was serious journalistic efforts about UFOs. It's just people tend not to realize that. And then with this whole thing that's going on, we have the investigation, and then Harry Reid is pushed to get something into Congress and go on the record with the Senate Intelligence Committee. And, you know, I think people, plus the public pressure and even the report itself noted this, that public pressure was part of what made them do this. Now they're kind of forced to look into the UFO problem or UAP problem, and it'll be interesting to see what comes next, because I think most people agree that this UAP task force report was a preliminary report, and there's much more to come. This is just the tip of the iceberg. In fact, I think I saw something posted just the other day about how there's going to be another report or an update within 90 days. So this is just the beginning, and it'll be interesting to see whether the tune changes or whether it'll be more of the same.
Well, what do you think? Are they just testing us just to see our reaction? Like, well, what if we don't put in extraterrestrial as a likely hypothesis? How much kickback are we going to get? Or you know, how many people are going to put two and two together and go, well, if it's not ours and it's not theirs and it's not from around here, what's the only other option?
Yeah, and note that they, not that they just didn't mention aliens and UFO, aliens and ETs, they went out of their way to not mention aliens and ETs, even though that was the expectation and that was the prediction by a lot of UFO experts. But I suspect that their intent was never to go in that direction. I suspect that they're focusing completely on incursions by foreign powers, or that it is in fact American. And it's the old, just because they say it's not ours doesn't mean it's not ours. I mean, there's been some subterfuge along those lines before. I mean, you know, you only have to point to things like the Manhattan Project, which was disavowed completely, while at the same time they were splitting atoms underneath a football bleachers. So, you know, there's no question that these types of things are you know, can be kept secret and, you know, are authorized by Congress all the time, although the congressional members who authorize these things are not privy to the details of black projects whatsoever. So the fact that they say it's not ours does not mean that it's not ours, and by ours I mean the United States.
Yeah, something terrestrial made by our technology here on Earth that, although secret to the general population, is no secret to the military and the military contractors that are responsible for creating that technology. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so what, you know, when I say something alien, I don't mean some secret black project. I mean something outside that altogether. I don't know that it's ET, but it's not from within the boundaries and constructs of our civilization.
Speaking of civilizations, we have these civilizing announcements to present to you. Van Jean and Randall and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
You know, one thing there someone could say cynically is this entire effort has nothing to do with UFOs, but is an effort to hide possible news about our own top secret work in some kind of flying machine.
I would have to agree. I mean, no question. I mean, even the claim some time ago that the CIA in its report said that U2s are responsible for UFO reports. Well, you know, even though you'd be hard pressed to find many cases that actually were explained as U2s, there's no question that some of the flights of the stealth bomber and U2s and things like that were probably seen by people and disavowed completely by the military to which they were reported. So, you know, that's possible. And people say that it's actually kind of contradictory. People say that I'm so pro ET because my background in astronomy, and I seem to be more nuts and bolts than cosmic consciousness and modalities like some UFO experts are. But, you know, I deal a lot with facts and figures and details, and my background is in astronomy, and so the question that I often get asked about is the possibility of life elsewhere and so forth. And there is no question that there probably is life out there in the universe somewhere. And there is no question that because our sun is an average star, that there are stars a little bit older than ours. And not just 100 years or 1,000 years, but tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of years. And if a civilization rose up around one of those other stars, they would have quite a considerable leg up on us. And they might have figured out a way to bend the laws of physics, not break the laws of physics, but bend the laws of physics in such a way that they could travel between stars a lot easier than we can conceive of. And right now we don't have any conceivable way, despite what Hal Puthoff says, that we just really have no way of traveling between the stars in any reasonable length of time and fashion.
I guess it depends on which star we're talking about, because let's consider Proxima, and we've got the breakthrough Starshot people, which you've probably heard of, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so they are talking about sending these little laser-powered probes mm-hmm. off to Proxima that could get there within, you know, one of our human lifespan.
Yeah, yeah.
So, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's, people forget that not every star is millions of light years away.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely true. I saw an interesting study recently about the difficulty with light sails, and I think people had run some simulations, and they found that the typical light sail would be ripped apart within the first couple of years after launch. So, there's certainly problems with the technology. I mean, there probably is some way of traveling between the stars, but we simply don't know how to do it at this point, although there's lots of theories of how to do it, Avi Loeb included.
Oh, yeah, sure. They have Project Orion back in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
Except for that you're not allowed to explode any nuclear
bomb. Yeah.
Things like that. It's kind of like, I don't know about that whole idea, but people, have come up with ideas, and I think it's just a matter of time. You know what I really think, Chris? I think that the aliens stumbled onto it, and they didn't, because that's how a lot of inventions happen. They just, all of a sudden, because you're working on something else, something happens, and it's like, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. But it might make a good, interesting thing for something else, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that there are ways, as I mentioned, of bending laws of physics to accommodate, some interesting developments. So the aliens are probably out there, and it's, would they be interested in us? Because it's alien, we have no idea of how they would think or act. Which reminds me that I just finished reading Hail Mary by Andy Weir, his latest book, the guy who wrote The Martian and the movie that Matt Damon was in.
Yeah.
His latest book is Hail Mary, about a fellow who ends up on a starship at, not Proxima Searcher, I think it's Tau Ceti.
Okay.
And it's an encounter with aliens and trying to communicate in some fashion with aliens. It's actually very well written. It's very technical, and he's, as usual, showing off his knowledge and ability to do math and things like that. But yes, he's much, much smarter than most people, and it's not an easy read in some fashion, but it's the one that's out there right now, and I think it's already slated for a movie.
Looking forward to that. That sounds pretty cool. It reminds me, when you were talking about, communication there, the other movie, Arrival. Not the Arrival, that was made some years earlier, but...
Not the Charlie Sheen movie where the aliens seem to walk backwards.
Right, yeah, not that one, but the newer one.
Yeah.
The good one.
The good one, yeah.
Well, it's actually Charlie's movie. It's not that bad. It's okay. It's,
right, but we had Lois Lane as a linguist.
Yes,
exactly.
That was an excellent movie, actually. I mean, I'm not so sure that I buy into the whole time consciousness thing, but, it was interesting.
The thing that I always worry about here, if E.T. is going to go through the bother of coming here, he, she, or it, or whatever, would learn something about us, and one of the simplest things would be some kind of way to communicate with us. It's the same thing with a lot of other factors about how they behave. So we have these stories about crashes, ET crashes. Okay, you go to a strange planet. One of your scout ships crashes. You just let it happen? There's no contingency plan? What happens if it crashes? What do you do about the locals? How do you keep them from getting your technology? What do you do? What steps do you take? Do you come on and land and flash a neuralizer at them so they forget, or they make up something totally different? All these questions you wonder about. What do they do? What preparations do they make to go to another planet and experience primitives?
Yeah, and we're living in the James Cameron or Steven Spielberg world where we assume that aliens are there. And that it's interesting to speculate on what they look like, how they behave, why would they have to come down and contact us? And again, one of the big questions journalists ask is, why don't they just land on the White House lawn or wherever? is you don't have to land. All you have to do is park yourself somewhere where you can listen into our radio and television signals and so forth, and listen into the Paracast, and find out everything you need to know without coming down and landing. With spectroscopes and all sorts of distant technology, you can scan the planet for details, and you don't have to land whatsoever. So,
I don't know, Chris. I mean, I hear that a lot, but I mean, then why bother sending anyone to get physical samples from any place? I mean, physical samples are really important in terms of doing analysis. You can't get an ice core or something from space. You can't analyze a creature's DNA molecules from space. You've got to go down and take samples and put them under a microscope.
If that's your intent. I mean, we assume that the aliens might want to do that, but suppose all they need to know is, are we here? What do we breathe? Is the planet radioactive enough or not enough? Have we advanced to the point where we're not going to be a danger to the rest of the galaxy? I would say we're probably at that stage, so let's leave them alone and they'll just blow themselves up and we can come back later.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the next thing after COVID, right? The whole nuclear proliferation thing is still out there and people tend to forget about it. It kind of went away after the Cold War but they're still out there, and once in a while they have accidents, and you don't hear about them that often. But there was one not too long ago over in Russia where one of their facilities exploded, and a bunch of radiation gone out, and apparently now, too, nuclear weapons are illegal. I don't know if you guys know that, but... did you guys know that? The United Nations. The United Nations, on January 22nd, 2021, the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons went into effect. I mean, there's organizations out there like ICANN.
We got more to come with Gene Randall and Chris. You're in the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.